in the book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15. This is what the scripture says about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It says, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin." I want to lay an emphasis on the first part of that verse that says, "We do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses." We don't have a high priest that does not share our feelings. We don't have a high priest that does not share our weaknesses. Who is this high priest we are talking about? We are talking about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our high priest. He is the Son of God. He is the one sitting at the right hand of God, pleading on our behalf. We have this Jesus Christ who share our feelings and who has compassion and who is ready to get involved in whatever is happening in our lives. And you, my dear friend, I want to speak to you right now that whatever situation in your life that needs God's attention, I pray that the power and the presence of God will attend to that situation. That problem will be solved. Your life will be transformed. Healing will come to your body. Deliverance will come to your life. Solution will come to your situation. Your circumstances will transform from negative to positive, from good to better, from better to best. Things will be working to your favor. It will be working to your advantages in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that the power and the presence of God, the compassion of Jesus Christ will transform into your own life, and whatever that is not working will start to work in the name of Jesus. Arise, child of God. Arise and walk. Arise, go free. Arise, go free. Arise, go free. Arise, go free. I speak in the name of Jesus that your situation will have a solution today in the name of Jesus. Go and prosper with this God's strength. In the name of Jesus Christ, I proclaim to your life. Amen. See you next time, my friend. God bless you. Shalom.